And we're going to turn to this well-known psalm. We've been looking at this together. And we want to look and read from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. We've got to verse 4 in my little study together here in Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The great hymn writer Fanny Crosby wrote these words: all the way the Saviour leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? And this woman, despite the fact that she had lost her sight and had no sight, she knew in this life she had one who guided her every step, one who walked before her, and one who walked a letter in the way. Of course, such a person was the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10 verse 27 he says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And so in life we're not left alone. It tells us here in the word of God, and it tells us here in this particular verse, that he leads his people and we follow him. And I'm glad tonight that we're following the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have seen this even in this psalm. In verse 2 we have seen that he leads us to the place of plenty, because he takes us to the green pastures. Then we have found also in the verse 2 that he brings us to the place of peace. He takes us to the still waters. And then we have found there in the verse 3 that he leads his people in the place of purity, because he leads us here in the ways of righteousness. And so the Lord Jesus Christ leads his people. And what a blessing it is to know, as we live in this world, that we're following the Lord Jesus Christ. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Sometimes to the waters, sometimes to the green pastures. He leads his people in the path of righteousness. But there are times he leads us into the valley. Because here we find in the verse 4, the shepherd and the sheep, that are in the valley of death. And David here speaks about the valley experience. We cannot take the valley experience out of this psalm. Now, many people say this refers to death, and so it can. There's no doubt about that. But it also, as we will see, can refer to as a time of trouble. And there are times God's people find themselves in the valley. Before we move on and look at this, I said to you tonight, maybe some of God's people here tonight is in the valley. Yes, you have been at the still waters. Yes, you have been in the green pastures. Yes, you know what it is to walk in the paths of righteousness, but things have changed and your life has been turned upside down, and you find yourself tonight in the valley. Sometimes the Lord leads us there. Here we find the psalmist talking in this great psalm about his relationship, about his walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he finds himself in the valley. Is that where you are tonight? Down in the valley? Not in the green pastures? Not by the still waters? But in the valley. The valley is part of the Christian life. And I want to notice some lessons about this valley. I want to notice about the description of the valley. Now, he refers to this valley as the valley of the shadow of death. And as I have said, some people say as well, this can mean going through the valley of the shadow of death when you're about to die. And I agree with that. I have no problem with that. But did you know tonight, in the land of Palestine, there actually is a valley called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It is found south of Jericho, a road that leads down to Jerusalem. They tell us that this particular valley is about 4.5 miles long. And in different places, the sides of the valley would rise to 1,500 feet high, with only about 10 to 12 feet narrow at the bottom. So you can imagine what it's like. 1,500 feet high and a narrow about 10 or 12 foot at the bottom. And many's a shepherd has to take his sheep through this valley. And this is what commentators would tell us and other ones would tell us. This is the valley David was speaking about. He knew all about it. He knew all about this valley that went down from Jericho to Jerusalem. This road that was about 4.5 miles long. And at times the sheep had to go through the valley. And it is called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And I've come across that in my study. I actually went on the internet before I came out to have a look to see if I could find some pictures in that of it. But there is a literal valley called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And David here is describing this valley that the child of God finds himself in. And he says it's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And I see first of all here that this valley is a dark place. The shadow of darkness is upon it. Now when you think of that, think of the high sides. Think of the narrow pathway at the bottom. We can easily see why it is referred to as the shadow of death. Surely we can see it's hard for the sun to shine into this valley. Here we see this road that's leading through the valley and through the mountains, that it is dark and the sun is hidden from its view. And sometimes a shepherd, he had to take his sheep through the valley of the shadow of death. It was a dark place. And I want to say to every child of God, there's times we have to go through the valley of darkness. There's times, in a sense, that the sun seems to be hid from our view. There's times we find ourselves in this valley of the shadow of death, and the dark shadows are around our heart and around our soul. And we're in the valley, and we're in darkness. Now, we're not alone. Because if you read the Bible, you'll find of other people who were the same. Job said in Job 19 verse 8, speaking of God, he hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass. He hath set darkness in my path. This is Job, a righteous man. And he says God had set darkness in his paths. In Isaiah 50 verse 10 it says, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Isn't that amazing? Here's somebody who fears God. Here's someone who's walking with God. Here's someone who's obeying the voice of his servant. And where do we find him? He's walking in darkness. He's in the valley. And I want to say to you, child of God, tonight, maybe you're in the valley tonight. The shadows have come over your life and over your family, whatever the case may be. You can find yourself in the shadow of the valley of the darkness that here is before us. It's not only a dark place, but it's a dreary place. It's a dreary place. The very name of the valley, it would send really a thrill up your spine. You see, the valley of the shadow of death. The sheep would rather be, no doubt about it, they would rather be in the green pastures. They would rather be at the still waters. But oh dear friends, it is not so. They have to go to this dreary place, a drafted place it is. They have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And so I said to those who's in the valley, the child of God, it is a dreary, dreary place. It is a miserable place. No one likes to be in this valley. No one likes to be in this place of darkness. The loser joy, the loser happiness, the loser light of the word of God, the loser close fellowship, everything seems to be lost in this valley. It is a dreary place to be. It can make you cast down in the valley. Maybe the way is certainly dark and difficult, and it's discouraging. It's not a very nice place to walk, in the valley of the shadow of death. You sing that hymn. Down in the valley with my Saviour I would go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. Notice the storms, the dark waters. There's trouble and it's difficult. The psalmist said in Psalm 42 in verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? What is wrong with David? Why is David cast down? Why has David lost his joy of the Lord? Well, he's in the valley. That's the reason. David's in the valley. And there's trouble. And there's darkness. And David's found it difficult. And David, he's found it hard. Problems have come in to the soul, into the life of David. And he's cast down. And he's in the valley. It's a dreary place. And I said to you tonight, are you in the valley? No joy tonight. Hardships, difficulties, sorrows, trouble. You see, it is a difficult place to be in. The valley of the shadow of death. And it's also a desolate place as well, because you notice what he said here. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Now you can see, humanly speaking here, that David's alone. He talks about himself in this valley, humanly speaking. He's in the valley of the shadow of death, and David is there alone. And he says, no, I walk in this valley, in this place of darkness, in this place that is difficult and hard, oh, in this place of loneliness. See, David feels alone. He's down in the valley. And I want to say to you, when trouble comes, that's exactly how you feel. You feel alone. You feel alone in this world. Isaiah, or in 1 Kings 19, of Elijah, he says, I only am left. There's no one else. He was down in this valley. He was down really in the dumps, as we would say. He was finding that the valley experience to be a desolate place. He was alone. He was alone. That's how he felt. And yet there were about 5,000 people had not bowed the knee. But nevertheless, do you see what happened when you're in the valley? I tell you this, it's a very, very desolate place, lonely place. You see no one there. Humanly speaking, there's no one beside you. And I say to you tonight, in this valley, is this how you feel? Alone? Is a spirit of isolation really in your heart tonight? I walk in the valley of a shadow of death. I feel to be alone. Is that the way it is? In your valley tonight, whatever it may be. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ walked the valley as well. Remember this, he was alone. In Mark 14 and verse 50, it says, and they all forsook him and fled. Imagine, they all left him. Where was Peter? Where was Andrew? Where was John? Where were these men who Christ had called and James and saved and out to serve him? Where were these men? They had all forsook him and fled, and he was alone. He's alone in the valley. And even upon the cross in Matthew 27 and verse 46, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he's crying out from the depths of his heart, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He's in the valley. The valley of the shadow of death, a desolate place. Though I walk, it's lonely. It's a lonely place to be. It's actually also a dangerous place too, this valley of the shadow of death. I actually saw that actually, and we looked at it tonight, and they tell us it really is a difficult place, a dangerous place. There'll be robbers, there's wild animals, and many things to attack you as you went across. As you made this short journey through that valley, it was dangerous. Is that where the Lord Jesus was speaking about? In Luke chapter 10 tells us about the Jew being attacked. The Good Samaritan helping him. The man, remember, was going down to Jericho, and they reckon this is the particular pathway he was on. The valley of the shadow of death, and he was attacked. It is a dangerous place. And I want to say to God's people tonight, when you are down in the valley, I'll tell you this, you'll be attacked. And you know who will attack you? The devil. The devil will attack you when you're in this valley. He's watching for you. He sees you stumbling. He sees your heart. He sees your heart full of fear tonight. And he attacks the child of God. And he comes raging against them. Oh, he sees that you're hurt. He sees, my friend, that you are afraid. But he wants to hurt you more. He wants to fill your heart with fear. He wants to fill your heart with doubts. He wants to fill your heart with unbelief. And so he attacks you. Even when you're down in the valley, the devil will attack you. Remember what the Lord Jesus said to Simon and to Peter, Simon Peter, in Luke 22 and verse 31. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee." And the picture here is of being shaken. Shaken by Satan. As if Satan had taken a hold of him and he was shaking him. And he was shaken to his very core. And Christ says, you know, Satan has taken a hold of thee. And he desires to sift you as wheat. He desires to destroy you. Down the valley. It's dangerous. And I said to you tonight, has the devil attacked you? Have you lost your faith? Has the devil told you lies? Has the devil told you that God has left you? Has the devil said to you, there's no hope? I'll tell you, this is all goes on down the valley. Walking in the valley of the shadow of death, it is a difficult, dangerous place to be. And I say to you tonight, it's not where you are. And in the Christian life, whether we like it or not, we all have to walk in this valley. There are times he leads me, as I've already said, by the still waters. And he leads me into the green pasture. Well, there's times in our life you'll be led into the valley of the shadow of death. Trouble and difficulties and trials will come upon you. If not tonight, if you're not in the valley tonight, be sure of this. One of these days you'll have to walk the pathway. Be sure of it. Be sure of it, every one of us here tonight. You see the description of this valley. It's a valley of the shadow of death. And the shepherd brings his sheep into this valley. But I want you to notice here, David speaks of the valley, talks about his delight in the valley, because he says here, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," and notice, "I will fear no evil." Man, you think you'd be afraid, wouldn't you? The darkness in this valley, you couldn't really see. It's difficult. There's dangerous animals, there's everything around them, really to make you afraid. Like the shadows, nothing like the dark shadows to make you afraid. But here's David, he's down here in this valley, and he says, "I will fear no evil. Darkness may be all around my soul. Well, I will not fear." Because he down here in this valley where he was, dear friends, David had just delight in his heart. You see, he had the presence of the shepherd. Well, you can see there in the verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And notice what he says, "For thou art with me." Thou art with me. Have we just stopped there? That's an amazing statement. He's down in the valley and darkness, and he's alone, and there's trouble ahead, and there's danger ahead. But know what he says? "Thou art with me." And that's all that mattered. And that's why we sang that hymn at the very commencement, "Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side." Isn't that wonderful? And when David looked this way and that way, he saw nothing but darkness. But in the darkness there was one standing, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And do you know what changed the whole thing? That changed the whole thing in the life of David. Christ was in the valley. Oh, David, he may be in trouble. David may be in the darkness. David may be in the valley of a shadow of death. But you know, if Christ was with him, he had everything. Christ was by his side. "Thou," he says, "art with me." He looked and he saw the shepherd. See, a shepherd's always near his sheep. When he's out on the hillside, the shepherd was beside them. When he's at the still waters, the sheep could look around and there was the shepherd. When he's in the green pastures, there was the shepherd. He was there as well. And let me tell you this, in the valley of the shadow of death, do you think a shepherd would leave the sheep? I don't believe that. I would say, in the valley of the shadow of death, the shepherd actually came closer. He came closer to the sheep in the valley of the shadow of death. And David says, "Thou art with me." What wonderful confidence David here had down here in the valley. And I say to every child of God here tonight, it's good for us to remember this, that you're in the valley, that Christ is with you. And I want to say to you, if you look closely enough, you'll not have too far to look, and you'll see the shepherd with you. I think everyone's experience here of times of trouble has been the best times with God. Best times with God. When trouble comes against you, I'll tell you this, that's where the shepherd is, in the valley. That's where you'll find him even more. I find out my own life experience as walking with God is in the valley. That's where I found the Lord more. That's when I heard his voice more. That's when I felt his touch more. Everything about it. In the valley, in the darkness, in the trouble. That's where Christ is. And David could say when he's down in the valley of the shadow of death, "Thou art with me." And so can you. And so can I. Not just David can say this, but every blood-washed child of God can say, "Thou art with me." It says in Hebrews 13 verse 5, wonderful words, "For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Not wonderful. Never. Under any circumstances, in any place, I will never leave thee. I will always be by thy side. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Through the waters, through the valley, through the fires. Mother, where it is. You see, dear friends, I will be with thee. And what's he teaching here? We can trust the Lord Jesus Christ in the valley. The Lord Jesus Christ is with his people in the valley of trouble, whatever it may be. We're not alone in our trouble. And it's good for us to remember this, that David said, "Thou art with me." If we grasp that tonight, child of God, every one of us here tonight, that we say, the presence of the Lord, he's with me in my valley. Thou art with me. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? And if you have God with you, and you have child of God, there's a different valley, isn't it? You have the presence of the Savior. And he had the protection of the shepherd also with him, because he says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." This rod was like a short stick with a club-like head on it, and it was a weapon that the shepherd carried about round with him. Anybody came near his sheep, they felt the rod. There's no doubt about that. And he had this also staff as well. And this staff was a long stick, really. It was used to tell us to test the ground before them. It was used to pick up the lambs and the sheep and guide the sheep. And he want them into line. He topped them and he kept them into line through the valley. But let me say this. The shepherd was guiding them through the valley. He was with them in the valley. He was protecting them in the valley. He was guiding them with the valley. He was walking with them in the valley, you see. And David had this wonderful, wonderful confidence down in the valley. "Thou art with me." And he looked around, he saw the shepherd, and there he was with the rod, and there he was with the staff. And he felt secure. He felt secure. And I tell you tonight, friends, there's wonderful things we have in the valley. The rod, they tell us, is a type of the Word of God. The Word of God gives us comfort. There's nothing like the Word of God that comforts God's people when trouble comes. Nothing like it. It's the Word of God that really gets us back on our feet again. And the Lord uses His Word to speak to us. The staff to control us and to direct us. The Word to direct us in the right pathways. And I say to you tonight, in the valley, you have Christ with you. You may look around you, there's not maybe other people with you, not too many others, but listen, if you have Christ with you, then you have everything. And David could say this from the depths of his heart, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And there's nothing like the Word of God to comfort you when you're in the valley. Nothing like it. And David was comforted when he saw his shepherd there. Oh dear friends, may God comfort us tonight. May God comfort you tonight. In the valley, Christ is with you. That's okay. If he's with you, that's it. That's a great blessing. That's the best blessing of all, that Christ is with you when you're in the valley. I want to say another thing about the valley, about the distance of the valley. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, the valley experience would soon come to an end. He was only passing through the valley. Now, if he's speaking about this one that came from Jericho to Jerusalem, as I have already said, it was 4.5 miles. Now, it'd be a long walk, no doubt about it. It would be a hard walk in the darkness and all the rest of it. But I want you to notice here that he was only going through the valley. And the valley was not going to be forever. It was not going to go on and on and on and on. No, no. There's light at the end of the tunnel for him. And he was only passing through this valley. And dear friends, the sheep do not remain in the valley too long. The shepherd leads them out of it. He leads them out of the valley. We read there in Psalm 107 verse 14, speaking of the children of Israel, it says, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. And I want you to notice, these people, they were in darkness. These people were under the shadow of death. What it tells us here, he brought them out. He brought them out of it. They weren't always under the shadow of death. They weren't always in darkness. No, no. He brought them out. And I said to you, child of God, excuse me, I have a bit of a cough. You probably know by now, anyway. Well, he brought them out. And remember, child of God, that you're only passing through the valley. It's only a few steps. It only lasts for a period of time. I'm not a prophet or son of a prophet. I cannot tell you how long you'll have to walk your valley. I do not know. I do not know. But you're coming out of it. You're coming out of it, you see. He leads them through the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't keep them in it. He only passes through. It says in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17, for a light affliction which is but for a moment. For a moment. That's all it is. But it's weighed up, of course, with eternity or trouble or trials. It's only for a moment, you see. And he brings us out of it. Yes, he brings us into the valley. There's no doubt about that. But listen, he brings us out of it. And God will bring you out of the valley of your trouble, of your difficulties. You can go through the Bible, and we're not going to take time to look at all of them, but you look at Joseph and all the troubles this young righteous man had him, and sold as a slave and cast down into prison and everything about him. But I'll tell you this, look at the end of the book. He's out of it. And look at Job. At the beginning of Job, and poor Job, he lost his family, lost his possessions, he lost his health, he lost everything. Well, go to the end of the book. Where is he? Is he in the valley? Not at all. He's out of it. You see, dear friends, it's only a few steps, really, along the way. You see, the distance of the valley, you know, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and the valley only makes up a little of the way home. It only makes a little of our way home to glory. And you walk through it, you see. And I want to say, you'll soon be through your valley, whatever it is. He'll see you through. And you'll come out the other side. He'll come out. You'll come out at the other side. Could I say, lastly, about the design of this valley? You see here that David looked upon this valley as a progression. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, he was moving on. He was moving on to new pastures, you see, thinking about the sheep. Because the shepherd had to take his sheep this particular way in order to find him new pastures. This was the way they had to go. He had to get food for them. And so he had to take them through the valley of the shadow of death. And so it really was for the benefit of the flock to go through this valley. It wasn't easy, but listen. When they got to the other side, mom, and they saw all that lovely grass and everything was there, mom, I can tell you this, they didn't worry about the valley of the shadow of death. They brought in the new pastures and they went bounding and running into the midst of a new pasture, you see. Oh, the valley experience was good for them. And so it'll be for you. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1 verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You see, the trial of your faith, what? It's for your good. It's for good. And if God takes us through this dark valley, this dark period of our life, I tell you this, it's for your good. They bring in the new pastors. You'll be a better Christian at the end of it. That is true. You can see people who've been through the valley. I tell you this, I sharpened them up going through the valley, didn't I? After it. Look at them before they went through it. Look at them coming out the other end. Man, they were different people all together. They were full of zeal and full of love for the word of God and for the place of prayer and for Christ. They were changed. You see, think about the new pastors. And a new place as well, because it tells us here after the shepherd had his flock away over the summer months, he had to return through the valley. In other words, he had to lead them home. He took them through the valley to get all the pasture, but then the time came, it was time to return home. And he got all the sweet sheep, and he went back, and he came back the other. He went through the valley of the shadow of death again. But you know where he was taking them? He was taking them home. And the sheep were all gone home. And I said to you, child of God, if you remember this, we're going home. We're going home. And we're going home to heaven soon. And to get to heaven, we have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And just even to finish there with death and be death itself. To meet again to heaven, I have to die. That's just reality. Yes, the Lord comes first. And there's no other way out of it at the moment, is there? But that's when we're going home. And the Lord is leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. And he's leading us home. You see, I want to say tonight to you, you can't go round the valley, and you certainly cannot go under the valley, and certainly tonight you cannot go over the valley. You have to go through it. You have to go through it. The Bible says in Acts 14 verse 22, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Much, go through much tribulation, troubles, folly. We have to go through this way, because it's the way of the cross that leads home. But he's leading us home. And the design of going through this valley was new pastors and bring him into a new place. And the design of our valley is to bring us the new pastors. And eventually we can say for every one of God's people here tonight, it is given an order that we take us home to heaven. That would be the praise. Are you in the valley tonight? Don't be worrying. Don't be worrying about it. Thou art with me. The Lord is leading, and you'll soon be out of the valley. You'll soon see light at the end of the tunnel. Keep on walking. He says, though I walk, sometimes we want to stop. Sometimes we want to give up. Sometimes we say, I cannot take another step. But here's the psalmist. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he was going to keep going on and keep going on. He was not going to be stopping. And don't you be stopping. And don't I be stopping. And the devil tells us to stop. Just keep walking on. Darkness, hardness, but you can see Christ and keep on following him. And he'll lead you out, and one day you'll see that real light coming through, and you're at the end of it. And he's led you every step of the way through the valley of the shadow of death. May God write his word upon all of our hearts tonight. Amen.